Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. We are continuing our series of candidate interviews today, and pleased to be joined here via phone by Bill Clifford, who is running for the Kansas Big First Congressional District. Bill, good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you since we met in the coffee shop in Manhattan. It seems like 6 months ago, but I know it was more recent than that.
Yeah, it does feel like it was a little while ago. This summer's kind of dragged on here, but I know the campaign. We've been hearing a lot about your campaign specifically, and some of the others. What's kind of the message here as you get set for the primary in a few days?
Well, I'm very excited. It's been a great 2 months. Put in over 10,000 miles on the road in the Big First District after being locked down earlier in the year. Thanks to our governor, very excited to get out and talk to real people. So just a sprint to the finish, about four stops today. I'll actually spend the next two nights in Manhattan, and we'll get around the more eastern part of the district and finish up in southwest Kansas for primary day on Tuesday.
What have your conversations been like with constituents? What are you hearing? Obviously, I'm sure there's some frustrations out there with business as usual.
Sure is. We've been fortunate in much of the Big First being essential businesses. Despite the pandemic and economic slowdown, people have got to eat. So our producers are hard at it. The rain's been plentiful, so there's certainly room for optimism. I do think there's still a great concern among producers that we need to improve our markets. Certainly running for the first district, I plan to be fighting for our producers on the House Agricultural Committee in Congress. Other than that, we have a very conservative district. I fit the district well, being an adopted father of six children, five of whom were adopted. I was a military veteran. I fought for our Constitution or our Second Amendment, so that's certainly appreciated, especially in your area with Fort Riley and so many folks associated with the Army base there in Geary County and Riley County, even Pottawatomie County. So those really are our credentials. I've lived that conservative life, and I'll bring that to Congress.
All right. I know you have experience being a county commissioner. This is quite a big jump for you, but explain to the voters why someone like you fits the bill.
Well, I do think I won't lose sight of where I come from. Garden City's my home. I've lived continuously here for 25 years, and I'll never forget the impact of federal decisions on local taxpayers. We're dealing with CARES money right now as county commissioners. I've dealt for 20 years with medical issues, even water and ag issues, in advocating with our federal delegation on dozens and dozens of trips to Washington, D.C. So I understand the system. I understand the needs of our producers and our citizens, and I'm a very good listener. As a physician, I've listened to our citizens, my patients, for 25 years. I've operated on 20,000 people, and that's a lot of eyes, and those citizens came from throughout the First District. So I'll represent people well. I'll maintain my conservative values. I'm all in with President Trump and building the wall and ending sanctuary cities, and I will be very strong on all those issues with our president.
Speaking of the president, I know he had a tweet in the news yesterday about potentially moving the election, and I don't know if that was something that was just kind of said tongue in cheek or not. But I know the national media sure picked up on it. But what is your response to something like that when the president delivers that kind of a message?
Well, I would reference our Secretary of State in Kansas, and we have a very secure election system in Kansas. There is a concern of fraud with all of the mail-in ballots throughout the nation, but we candidates, we're ready to have a vote of the people. I trust that Scott will keep our elections is secure. I know our county clerk very well. In fact, our Republican Party, of which I'm the chairman, appointed her 3 years ago. So I have the utmost confidence in the county clerks and the integrity of the Kansas election system. I'm ready for a vote.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Bill Clifford. He's a candidate here in the Kansas 1st Congressional District race. That's the seat that's currently held by Roger Marshall, who's running for Senate. We're hearing a lot of ads going back and forth between the different candidates here, and there's some claims out there. Who's more conservative? Who's not? I guess what differentiates you from your opponent?
Well, as I said earlier in the interview, I've lived my values. I've served 10 years in uniform. My wife's a veteran. I was willing to give my life to this country, as were with anyone who put on the uniform. I've lived a pro-life existence. KFL has endorsed me, but I'm an adopted dad. I've adopted 5 children. I'll fight for children's rights and adopted parents' rights. You know, I'm a very reliable Republican. I'm a party chair. I'm in the Central Committee. I was going to the National Convention until it was canceled. I've only given the Republicans up and down the ballot, supported every one of our federal candidates. My opponent has chosen to give Democrats support, people who have a very liberal agenda. I'll be a reliable conservative in Congress representing the 1st District of Kansas.
Very good. Well, as far as the pandemic's concerned, I know there's been the debate here over is enough being done to get us back, get the economy back up and running. Would you be in support possibly of another stimulus?
I've been watching the discussion in Congress, certainly with the unemployment numbers. There's going to be some stimulus payments to citizens. I'm certainly in favor of getting Americans back to work, and I thought to have some relief on income tax, which I think would reward working Americans. But the one thing we have to keep in mind is that this money being printed by the federal government has to be paid back sometime, and I'm very concerned about the deficit. Our counties are just getting our first CARES money, and we're just dealing with that. And we haven't even found out the impact of the earliest CARES acts, and the government, particularly Democrats, want to put out many more trillions. I'm for a more modest proposal. I like what I see on the Senate side to get stimulus checks into people's pockets. But the main thing we have to do is get this country back to work and restore the wonderful economy we had starting this year. It was barely 7-8 months ago that this economy was roaring, and we all want to get back to work.
All right. Again, Bill Clifford joining us here on In Focus. Is there anything else I haven't asked here maybe you want to get out to the public?
Well, again, I am a very reliably conservative. I will vote conservative. I will work as hard as I can on the Ag Committee, but as a physician, I'm a bit of a bonus candidate. I am a bonus candidate because I'll have a voice in the Doc Caucus. And if anything's been exposed here by the COVID epidemic, it's holes in our healthcare system, flaws generated by Obamacare, the extreme cost of prescription drugs, and frankly, the offshoring of what is really a national security issue. Our prescription drugs and ingredients. So I work hard in Washington to make health care affordable. I'll defend our rural hospitals. I've been to at least a dozen and a half of them during the campaign and intend to make them all as the congressman for the big 1st district.
I might just ask you real quick, how are your constituents out there doing as far as your hospitals and your cases out there?
We've been very fortunate here in Finney County. We have a packing plant, and we had an all-hands-on-deck approach that involved National Guards men and women, the federal government, helicopters flying in supplies. But so that we kept our workforce intact, and since we opened in early June, we've really leveled the curve and have very few additional cases and no additional deaths, and our hospitals have never become overwhelmed. So I know there are hot spots around the country, but we've exercised leadership throughout our communities, and we're getting it right, and we're ready to get the kids back to school.
All right, sounds good. Well, Bill, we wish you the best of luck, and we'll see what happens come Tuesday.
Okay, I encourage everyone to get out and vote and do their census while they're at it. We need those numbers too.
Once again, that is Bill Clifford, candidate in the 1st District Congressional race here in the state of Kansas. He's running on the Republican primary against Tracy Mann, former lieutenant governor under Jeff Collier. The election, of course, is happening Tuesday, August 4th. Advance voting continues today till 5 o'clock and 8 to noon, both Saturday and Monday. And the polls will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday as well.